how difficult was it for you to create a business model in which the natives and tribes in the Amazon would be able to benefit?
Well, you know, the business up to that point had been with, blowguns or ceramics or kind of these old textiles. And so when I would trade with them, that benefit was very limited and just to a few people.
Mm-hmm.
And the botanicals opens up the possibility and the reality now that we could work with the entire community in collecting, you know, while crafting some of these Amazonian botanicals. And because they're consumable, like the blowgun was not consumable, no one ate a blowgun, no one, you know, went on a monthly auto ship with the blowgun.
Sure.
But the consumables and the sustainable harvesting of the rainforest, where we're involving the whole community, you know, became not only an income stream for them, but just gave a way for us to realize this treasure and to circulate that, to complete that circle of healing back to the Amazon.
Uh-huh. That's great.
It was kind of a natural evolution.
Uh-huh.
Business model.
Right.
And then once we collected materials, then we still have the ability to help indigenous communities with helping to get the rights and deeds entitled to land and solar powered shortwave radios and things like that.